Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, the risen Christ. Amen. What if someone gave you a gift that would change your life forever? What would that gift be? A generation ago, we might have said $1 million. Well, today we might have to up that a little bit and say $1 billion. Would that change your life forever? You could buy whatever money could buy. You could have the most secure home. You could have the best medical care, anything that your heart desires. Especially in this day, maybe that life-altering gift could be immunity from all disease. Would that change your life forever? You wouldn't have to worry about diseases or immunizations. You would have a golden ticket to go whenever you wanted, wherever you wanted. Visits to the doctor, taking medications would all be eliminated. Maybe that life-changing gift would be a superpower. You could fly like Superman, or you could be extraordinarily strong. Maybe you could be invisible. All of those things would change our lives. What if I said that you have already been given the gift that changes life forever? Or if you are just beginning to explore this Christian way of life, it is a gift that is available to you right now. Because we have a loving Father who wants to give this gift to all his children. You who have put on Christ, in him you have been baptized. Alleluia, alleluia. You who have put on Christ, in him you have been baptized. Alleluia, alleluia. You who have put on Christ, in him you have been baptized. Alleluia, alleluia. You have put on Christ, in him you have been baptized. Alleluia, alleluia. Baptism. The gift that changes life forever. Alleluia. And again we say alleluia. In our reading today from Romans, Paul declares the life-altering results of our having been baptized into Christ. Now it begins a bit ominously. Paul says that we are baptized into the death of Christ, and indeed that is a part of it. Martin Luther says that we need to kill the old self so that the new self may rise to live with Christ. We kill off that old way that is enslaved to sin and the law. We put aside the notion that God's love for us is dependent upon every move we make. God is not some kind of elf on the shelf, watching our every move and writing down the bad things that we do. That should be a relief to us, because none of us can live lives of perfection. We sin consciously and unconsciously, things we have done and things we have left undone. If we live in that old way of life, we are haunted by the anxiety that we have never done enough to earn God's love. But it is not what we have done that matters. It's what God has already done in Christ, in baptism, the gifts that change things now and forever. And that is true at every stage in life. It was almost 40 years ago that I was leading a conference of pastors and spouses at Quadna Mountain in northern Minnesota. While being responsible for chairing the conference, for securing speakers, for leading us through the hours of presentation and sessions we had every day, I was not responsible for the devotional, the worship times that we had together. That very first morning that we had gathered, the worship time came, and a man stood up in the very back row, a man that I did not recognize, had a guitar strapped on his back. He strolled to the front, whipped the guitar around, and he started to sing a song that had me mesmerized. Substituting this morning a piano for the guitar, the song sounded something like this. I was there to hear your morning cry. I'll be there when you are old. I rejoiced the day you were baptized to see your life unfold. I was there to hear your morning cry. I'll be there when you are old. I rejoice the day you were baptized to see your life unfold. I was there when you were but a child with a faith to suit you well. In a blaze of light you wandered off to find where demons dwell. When you heard the wonder of the word, I was there to cheer you on. You were raised to praise the living Lord, to whom you now belong.
If you find someone to share your time, and you join your hearts as one, I'll be there to make your verses rhyme from dusk till rising sun.
In the middle ages of your life, not too old, no longer young, I'll be there to guide you through the night, complete what I've begun.
When the evening gently closes in and you shut your weary eyes,
I'll be there as I have always been, with just one more surprise. I was there to hear your morning cry. I'll be there when you are old. I rejoice the day you were baptized to see your life unfold. I was there to hear your cry, to see your life unfold.
Sitting there that morning in the very front of that conference, I was drawn into that song from birth until death. It wasn't until the very last part of the song that I realized it was a song about God. I thought it was a song about a parent, one who was there at birth, at baptism, raising a child even unto the Middle Ages. But the song makes very clear that it is God who was there at every stage of life, including the final one, when the evening gently closes in and we shut our eyes in death. Well, that morning at the conference, it was the composer of that song, John Ilvesacker, who was that man I didn't recognize, coming to the front, whipping his guitar around and playing a song that has been etched in my heart ever since and will be forever. Kari and I have sung that song so many times together since those days. The first time probably that we sang it as a duet was at her confirmation more than 25 years ago. We sang it to celebrate her graduation. We have sung it at countless baptisms, including baptisms in our own family. We have sung it for her wedding and for a few weddings and at many funerals. Why that song? Because it's a song that talks about God who changes things at every stage of our life, now and forever. God was surely there the day that we were born. God rejoiced the day that we were baptized. As the song proclaims, God clothes us with those promises when we were young and even when we were wandering off. God lifts us up with those promises when we are raised in the faith. And if we have chosen a husband or wife, those promises are right there in our vows. Those promises continue to sustain us in our middle ages, and they come to full bear in those last moments when our eyes close in the twilight of life. Every day, every year, those promises change our lives forever. Those words can be heard in a far different way today than they might have been heard a few months ago. There are people today who live in abject fear of an unseen enemy which is stalking the earth. The promises of God do not insulate us from a virus, but God's promises put the virus into its place. God's promises say that we die with Christ in baptism so that we might rise to live with Christ. The truth is, these old bodies will not last forever. The larger truth is this, that we have already killed off the old body so that the new person might live with Christ. No virus can change that. We are called to be wise with our health. God's promises do not open up for Christians a way of carelessness or lawlessness. In fact, we may have an even greater responsibility to love the neighbor and to care, protect the neighbor. We put aside a life that is governed by law and sin, and instead we are governed by a life of love and grace in God. Next Sunday, Bethel is going to honor its high school graduates. Many of us have mourned what it is that these high school seniors have forfeited over the past many months. We cannot minimize the pain of those losses. But the Apostle Paul has a good word for you seniors. While the old world would seek to take things away from you that you will never regain, God's promises are that you already have graduated to promises that a diploma and parties cannot give to you, because you already have new life in Christ. Who knows? One day you may put on a cap and a gown and join with all the 2020 graduates across the entire globe in a new kingdom and celebrate in a way that earthly restrictions currently do not allow. If you are troubled this day, you are listening to the old person. We are no longer governed by the law and sin of that old person. Instead, we listen to a new word in Christ, a word of life and love and grace. I was there to hear your morning cry. I'll be there when you are old. I rejoiced the day you were baptized to see your life unfold. Amen.